So, for Mr. Meredith, what kind of similar assignments have you done with your classes that have incorporated new technologies in the past?
Well, as I told you before, I tried Twitter, and this is our third time with that. I've had classes using Facebook with a private Facebook group, and this class will start with that in November. We have our own wiki page. We've blogged in the past. This class will blog as well. Let's see. What else have we done? We've used Wordle. We've not just click. Don't worry, they're all waiting for that.
That's great. That's a lot.
we're kind of using all these Web 2.0 tools in different ways.
That's wonderful.
We also used Delicious until that went up in smoke. So we haven't used that.
I think it's back. It's just different. So.
I don't think that would suit us.
Okay. So how did you, Mr. Meredith, as a teacher and administrator, become interested in using these technology?
Well, in 2008, I was part of the Powerful Learning Practice Program, PLP, and that's where I learned a lot of these new technologies and brought them to the classroom. And if they didn't work, we went on with it and used something else. But most of them have worked, and I think it enhances the learning and the relationships. It's not about the technology saying you're using Twitter or using netbooks. This class uses netbooks. It's more about the learning and what the class is getting from it and what I'm getting from it.
Excellent.
And being an educator on Twitter, it's helped my craft as using Twitter as professional development, 24/7 free access to some of the great thinkers in the field and in the world. That's really exciting.
Excellent. So would you say then that the social media does have something to offer to today's educators? I know it has to be carefully implemented, as you just pointed out, but would you say that it does have something to offer?
I would say definitely. And as long as the people involved proceed with caution and they're using it for the right reasons, using it to enhance the learning and not just because it's the newest thing. And mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to offer professionally in terms of development and learning in a classroom and helping the class build us as a class and as a community. I think it does.
Excellent. And how long will Twitter Tuesdays run? How long will you be doing this?
Well, the plan is to do it all year, unless I see and the students see that it's run its course. It's not, the class doesn't depend on it, but I think so far it's going well. But if we'll take a step back and talk about it and evaluate it, if it's not working for this class, we'll discontinue and try something else. But so far, overall, the results have been good, and I think it's yielded some promising things and opened some new doors to us. But in December, if it's run its course, we'll discontinue it. But I think the plan is to let it go all year. Some of these students have two Twitter accounts. They have their own personal account, but they have an account for this course. Because believe it or not, I don't always want to hear their tweets on their own personal account.
Okay. And you told me about next week and the election. I think that really sounds wonderful. I think that will be very interesting to follow. I'm sure there'll be others, certainly outside of your class, that will be interested in, of course, not only following the election on Twitter, but following your class discussions on Twitter.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. A few weeks ago, we tweeted at Governor Christie and gave him advice about whether to run for president, and it was actually, we were tweeting about an hour before he made the announcement that he wasn't running. It surprised me greatly that he never responded to any of us, but at least we gave him the advice.
Okay.
And the advice was good advice.
He could have been reading it then.
Right. My thought is that local candidates would be more responsive to local questions from the community. So, you know, and if not, we'll see.
Excellent. Well, I certainly thought it was a wonderful project, and I was glad to talk to all of you. Is there any other comments from the students about this project and about the future of the project?
Anything else, Jason? Jason says he loves Twitter Tuesday. Michael?